You're listening to SBS News.
People aged between 20 and 29 account for the largest number of COVID-19 cases and the highest rate of infection in Australia. Data from the Department of Health reveals this age category makes up almost a quarter of Australia's COVID-19 cases. Peter Collignon, Professor of Infectious Diseases at the Australian National University, says it's because young people are more likely to socialise in enclosed spaces, such as bars, restaurants and nightclubs. Professor Collignon says the challenge is that while they're more likely to be infected, they're less likely to get very sick, leading to complacency.
That differential in death and also your chance of going to hospital probably also affects your more view that I'm indestructible and this won't affect me. Now, it is a problem because even if your risk of death is less than 1 in 1,000, if 100,000 people get infected, that's still 100 deaths that would be otherwise avoidable. But I think it's all those factors, the fact that they are the most affected often socially and economically, but the least affected medically, means that they may be less likely to comply with the basic things we need to do.
Young adults are also more likely to be employed in insecure or casual work, and in industries where they are more likely to be exposed to the virus, such as hospitality. Many live in crowded share houses with transient people. Claire Southerton is a researcher at the University of New South Wales Centre for Social Research in Health. She says until the economic inequalities faced by young people are resolved, public health messaging will continue to be ineffective.
If we consider the way that young people are really adversely affected by a lot of the problems in our economies, we can see that if we don't address these things, if we don't think about the bigger picture and how these issues affect young people, then we're not actually going to deal with the way that COVID continues to spread. And so I think people just need to have a little bit more empathy.
Research shows young people are becoming less cautious when it comes to following recommended COVID-19 precautions. A Youth Insight survey of over 500 people aged between 14 and 25 found many are washing their hands less regularly and failing to cover their mouths when they cough or sneeze. Chris Moy, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, warns a much higher proportion of young people are becoming seriously ill and being hospitalised after becoming infected. On Wednesday, a Victorian man in his 30s became the youngest person to die from coronavirus. Dr. Moy says the virus is a multi-system disease, meaning it affects the entire body and could have unknown long-term effects.
There's probably other things that it's doing to the rest of the body which we do not totally understand, which is for me the really scary part, because it's unclear whether, you know, you can catch it when you're young, get a mild illness and have problems later in life, which is going to be a result of COVID-19 infection.
There are fears infected young people could pose a potentially fatal risk to the elderly. Despite having lower infection rates, people in the 80 to 89 age group are the most likely to die from COVID-19. Dr. Moy is urging young people to follow public health advice to protect those around them.
Get in the same mindset when we're thinking about things like climate change and reducing poverty throughout the world, that we're all trying to do things better, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, and to contribute to that. And the way that can happen is that I try and just take on board what the instructions are from health authorities.
Social health researcher Claire Southerton says naming and shaming young people is not the answer. Three young women sparked public outcry last month after entering Queensland illegally following a trip to Victoria. The trio was shamed on social media and news outlets after their personal details and photos were released. Ms. Southerton says this practice is likely to foster distrust.
It's only going to discourage them from getting tested and from engaging with health authorities at all. And so do we really want to make anyone feel that they can't come forward and get tested because they feel worried that they're going to be identified as a super spreader or have their photo on the front page of the newspaper?
Health experts are also concerned about the mental health impact of the coronavirus crisis on young people. Youth Insight survey found around 1 in 2 respondents are experiencing pandemic-related mental issues, including depression, anxiety, fear, and panic. Melissa Kang, Associate Professor in Public Health at the University of Technology, Sydney, is a specialist in adolescent health. She says the pandemic could have far-reaching consequences for the future of young Australians.
When you've got on top of that a pandemic and the threat of not being able to make progress in your study or your employment, the sort of very long-term effects and on their, you know, financial stability as well, I think we don't know yet what's going to happen, and we really need to look after young people's mental health.
Experts are calling for officials to better engage with young people, to engage them in measures to stem the coronavirus outbreak. Ms. Southerton is advocating for public health messaging on social media platforms popular with younger audiences, such as TikTok. Associate Professor Kang says authorities need to continuously engage with and consult young people to find solutions.
Really giving them a voice to advise, I think, governments and policymakers about and services about how to implement the important public health measures without making them feel alienated, giving consistent messages and having them deliver some of those messages, I think is really important.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.